This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أن أهل الكتاب يقولون لي كلاما لا أفهمه. يعني أهل الكتاب يجوا بيقرأوا علي على أساس من التوراة ويقولون لي ويستخدمون لغتهم وما يتحدث العبرية عليه الصلاة والسلام. فذهب زيد فقال فتعلمها زيد في 14 يوما. وكان يجلس إلى حذاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين، فإذا تحدث اليهود بشيء ترجم له رضي الله عنه، فكان مش مثلي أنا ما ينسى. فعن حسين بن ثابت رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم قال، والحديث in this collection, this hadith is narrated in collection both Bukhari and Muslim, and is narrated by Zayd ibn Thabit, and the theme is the theme of etiquette of salah. And what he says here, عليه الصلاة والسلام, I think is helpful. فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أيها الناس صلوا في بيوتكم فإن صلاة المرء فإن خير صلاة المرء صلاته في بيته غير المكتوبة. So what he said عليه الصلاة والسلام is, oh people, pray in your homes. The best prayer for a person is their prayer in their homes aside from the مكتوبة. مكتوبة as in the فريضة. So aside from the فريضة, specifically for men, it's praying in the masjid that is better. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. It's better. But the best salah after that is at the house. And the ulama pointed out a few exceptions as well. And they said janazah obviously is better to pray in the masjid. Taraweeh in Ramadan is better to pray in the masjid. Kusuf and khusuf is better to pray in the masjid. And so they pointed a few salawat that is best to happen in jama'ah within the masjid. But what he's talking about here, alayhi salatu wasalam, which is what the majority of them understood and what we understand, is that your sunnah is best done in the masjid. Now, and best done at home, forgive me. Now, that being said, it is very reasonable for you to pray sunnah in the masjid because you feel like if you go home, you probably won't do it. However, if you're in a masjid and it's loud and people are talking, instead of getting upset at them, instead of asking them to get out so you can pray your sunnah, maybe follow his hadith here, alayhi salatu wasalam, and let them continue to socialize and go pray at home. And that way the masjid continues to be a community center for these human beings. And I'm saying that after I've told people yesterday that if after the salah and you see someone praying and you're chatting, maybe lower your voice or take a step away so you don't bother them when they're praying. But it has to go both ways as well. The sunnah, the actual sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is that the sunnah is prayed at home. It's not at the masjid. You pray waktuba al-fard fil masjid, and then you go home and you have a small space in the house where you pray. And that, and everyone should have that. You should have a little space in the house where it is specifically for salah. So you and your family do salawat and you can't make it to the masjid. And that's where you do your qiyam and do your sunnah when you're at home or when you're sick. But this is the actual teachings of him, alayhi salatu wasalam, in that the sunnah is best prayed at home. And these are specifically sunnahs that happen after salawat. Because obviously you can't pray the sunnah, tahiyat al-masjid, you can't pray it at home. You're going to come and pray it in the masjid. It doesn't make sense to do otherwise. But you can pray, for example, al-fajr, sunnah al-fajr at home. And there's a very known practice of his, alayhi salatu wasalam. He'll pray sunnah al-fajr at home and then come to the masjid and pray fajr right away. So he took care of this and he taught us this. And I'm saying that just in case you're someone who commits to sunnah inshallah and adheres to it, but then there's a noise or people speaking and young men and children, maybe instead of getting upset and yelling at them and walking away and filing a complaint with me later or something, just pray to home. Life can continue where everyone's happy and doesn't have to get into a problem. And just something to think about here. When it comes to masajid and the effect that the distance that people have generated towards masajid. When I look at the youth and I look at my younger brothers and sisters and how far away they are from a masjid and how they can go months upon months upon months and never come to a masjid and not feel anything's missing them. I don't understand that. I don't understand. I don't understand. How could you live for a few weeks and not go to a masjid? How do you function that way? It's hard. But the fact that they're okay with it means that there's something that is fundamentally missing in their lives and they don't even know it's missing. And we have to make sure that we put in the effort to help them acknowledge what's missing and then help them actually fulfill that and fill in the gap and find their space here, which means everyone has to be a bit more chill in general about these things and know what he taught, alayhi salatu wasalam. Because when you find out what he taught, you'll figure, oh, there's actually more flexibility than I'm aware of. يروي الشيخان فيما اتفق عليه من حديث زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أيها الناس صلوا في بيوتكم فإن خير صلاة المرء صلاته في بيته غير المكتوبة. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك الحمد أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وبرك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خير وبارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.